Bubba Wallace here from 2311 Racing. On the track, my car's look is everything. But today, I'm talking about more than just paint schemes. I'm talking about my favorite games at Chumba Casino. Check out exclusives like Stampede Fury and my own King Croc Fury. It's just as wild as my car looked in Texas. With over 200 games and new ones weekly, play for free at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
The Bird Show.
All right, I think at the end of the day, Meredith here just needs to vent. We talk about ghosting quite a bit, but usually it's ghosting a date.
Something romantic.
Something romantic. Although now I understand that people are ghosting interviews.
Oh,
they are ghosting their first day at work. Or they are ghosting, they don't even quit. They just don't show up anymore. What we don't talk about is ghosting when it comes to school and not attendance. Hey, Meredith, good morning. You're on The Voice Disguiser.
Good morning.
Morning. Okay. So what area are we talking about ghosting here?
So I am on the PTA board at my kid's school. And every year at the beginning of the school year, we have a list of people to sign up that who want to volunteer at the school. And it's always this long, extensive list. And when it comes time for us to ask for volunteers for things, you know, we go through this list, we call people, suddenly nobody's available. And then the people who are available, and it's been really bad this year, will sign up and say that they're going to volunteer, and then the day of, just not show up.
Wow. That's infuriating, man.
Yeah.
And it's like, I understand, you know, life happens. Kids get sick. You get sick. You know, maybe you had something come up at work, and that's totally fine, but you have to let people know, because we're relying on this help. Like, we're volunteers ourselves, you know, and we are relying on these parents who are saying they're going to come help us in order to do these things for the kids and for the school. And we can't get them done if we don't have the proper manpower to do them.
I mean, I know for some parents, like, there's a certain parent you aspire to be, and then there's the parent you actually are, and that's okay.
Like, you want to volunteer.
Yes, yeah. Right. And so by putting your name down, you feel like you've done something, but actually you need to follow through in order for that to actually go on your permanent record of parenting. And I understand, Meredith, like, it's okay if you don't have time to do anything. Just don't volunteer. Like, if you don't have the time, you don't have that. I totally get that. But you can't fill a spot and say you're going to be there and then be an absolute no-show.
Meredith, if you do have a mom, and you know that pressure on moms is always there to volunteer and be the best. So she signs up to volunteer and then realizes she's not going to have the time. What is the appropriate amount of time to give you to let you know that, okay, now she's not going to show, so I've got to fill that slot?
I mean, really, as soon as possible. You know what I mean? Like, if you know a couple days in advance, like, you know what, I may not be able to do this, let us know a couple days in advance. If it's not till the morning of, like, hey, my kid woke up sick, I'm not going to be able to make it today, that's fine. Just let us know as soon as possible, because then we can start reaching out to people to try to fill that spot. I mean, we had a holiday shop right before the winter break, and we have a very large school. It's like 1,200 students, and it's 5 days of holiday shop that the PTA puts on. Like, we run this 100%. And I had one morning where every single volunteer, I had five volunteers, and every single one of them didn't show up.
Oof,
and then I was completely by myself. And then I had one person who finally came. She was like, sorry, I was running late, which is fine. I was like, thank God you're here. You know, I need bodies. And that's the thing, is like, we can't do these things for the kids, and we can't do these things without being properly staffed. It's like running a business almost, the PTA is, but it's all volunteer run. And then we have parents that are complaining about, well, why did this take so long? Or how come this didn't work out this way? I mean, it's, well, because we didn't have the people there to help us do it, to make it run smoothly.
Meredith, has the PTA sent out a newsletter to the parents letting them know, like, hey, we rely on our volunteers and anybody that is capable of helping, great, but we're having an issue with no-shows. If you aren't available, then please don't sign up.
I mean, it's constant. It's constant, like, hey, we really need your help. Hey, like, we need volunteers for this. Yeah. If you're signing up, please make sure to, show up. If you can't show up, please let us know. Like, every time we put out a sign up. And that's the thing, too. We're using Sign Up Genius, which automatically sends them reminders about the event.
Yeah, we do that, too.
This is such a losing proposition for the parents, at least in, like, the dating world. If you go somebody, there are 1,000 bars and clubs, right? So maybe you're going to run into them or maybe you're not, and it's going to be uncomfortable. If you're a parent at this school and you ghost, you're definitely going to run into the committee at some point.
For sure. What if there was... So if people are signing up and not showing... What if it went on their permanent record, and if they ghost three times, they're no longer allowed to volunteer? I mean, I know that doesn't help you out with the volunteer situation, but...
No, you got to do something to the kid.
Yeah.
I thought you were going to say the kid get kicked out of school.
I thought you was going to say. Your child will be expelled if you don't show up for the holiday bake sale.
Well, I was going to say, because I feel like when people just ghost because there's no consequences, I feel like at some point, like, when do you stop putting on these events if nobody's around to help? I honestly feel like that's when people would be self-motivated to volunteer and actually show up. If the PTA just stopped doing things for the kids, like, okay, well, we're not going to have the fall festival or whatever because no one shows up. Now, people might not be motivated to show up on their own terms just because, you know, they don't really care about helping other people, but they are wanting to make sure that their kid has a fun carnival to go to.
Right.
So I think it might come down to that.
I agree with that, but at the same time, the school, that's where they get money. To buy things for the school.
Find them. Find the parents.
That's a good one.
There you go, Meredith. Yeah, find them.
Yep.
Yeah. Well, we've even like done like, hey, incentive, like come and volunteer at this event and you'll get, you know, like if you help out at our movie night, you'll get free pizza and a drink for volunteering. You know, we've thrown out incentives out there, like come help at the book fair and you get a 10% discount on, at the book fair. And we still have people sign up and then not show up.
People,
I mean, and it really, like it got to a point where I was like in tears right before the winter break. And I told the school, I said, if this continues, I don't know if we can continue to do these things because I'm one person and I can't do it by myself. I said, we might have to start canceling events and I might have to throw that out there that like, hey, this event will only work if we have people show up. And if you're not showing up, then we'll have to cancel the event.
Meredith, we appreciate your time. Hopefully there's one mom there that can now hear like from the other side and the perspective and she won't be bailing on you.
Yeah, thank you so much.
I appreciate you. It's the Bircha.
I still like your idea of finding them.
Yeah?
Oh, that's a great idea.
Hit them in the pockets.
And if you want to give them incentive, like it shouldn't be like pizza. It should be those fairy sex books that
that would probably do. I will volunteer if you give me those for free.
The Bird Show.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.